knowledge and to strengthen others around them. Whether it be for yourself, your team, or your child, growing to help others and yourself develop is exceptionally noble and speaks volumes to the person you are. Your time and effort spent will not go unnoticed. Also, this audiobook is dedicated to the content editors and grammar editors for the Understand Soccer series. Specifically, these editors are Kimberly Stewart, Paul Marver, Kevin Solario, Tony Sinishtai, and Yusuf Haldarash. These important editors have provided tremendous feedback to help with improving the examples in this audiobook, as well as the flow of the wording and sentence structures. Having an outstanding editing team, as I do, has really made it so you, the listener, do not have to focus on mistakes in the writing that take away from your ability to gain the knowledge revealed within these pages. I cannot thank these wonderful individuals enough. Preface. This audiobook was written to change the way players think about and play the game of soccer. I struggled for years with sub-average performances as a defender, defensive center midfielder, and outside midfielder. I was often placed in these positions because I could not score. Due to immaturity, I did not like others correcting my form since I knew it needed considerable improvement. So I would take it personally when someone gave me feedback. I realized that this was limiting my ability to become the player that I wanted to be. Therefore, I sought out the knowledge that allowed me to score multiple goals a game, defend correctly, pass with excellent form, etc. As a result of this success, I cannot help but share my understanding of the game to other players who are looking to improve, parents who want to boost their child's confidence on the field, and coaches who want to be viewed as outstanding by all of their players and their players' parents. Though I train players individually and in small groups, I know that writing the information down in a book will allow it to reach more eyes, build more confidence, and make a significant impact on the world. Soccer is such a fun and exciting sport for some, and I want it to be that way for all. I am a fan of learning from books and even YouTube videos on how to become better at soccer. I find, however, that there is typically no logical order on how the videos are created, so viewers of the video obtain bits and pieces of knowledge here and there, but do not understand the steps on how to put the pieces together. That is where this audiobook comes in, to fill in these voids in the understanding of how to position your body as a defender, when to be aggressive, and the keys to winning 1v1s, 2v1s, 1v2s, and 2v2s. This audiobook dives deep into the important topics of soccer. Though the correct form and tactics are extremely helpful in ensuring the ball does not end up in your team's net, you also need a strong mindset to improve on any weaknesses, solidify your strengths, and implement many tips, tricks, tweaks, and techniques to become the person on your team that consistently dispossesses the other team. This audiobook will help you become the most admired defender on your team. Understand that changing up one or two things may help you become better, but once you start implementing most, if not all, the techniques described in this book, you will see a significant improvement in your performance on the field. The knowledge in this audiobook is only helpful when applied. Therefore, apply to be sure you are allowing 10 times less goals each season, which will lead to several more wins every season for your team. For any words that you are unsure of the meaning, please reference the glossary in the supplemental PDF. If you are looking to improve your skills, your child's confidence, or your player's abilities, it is essential to understand where this audiobook fits into the bigger picture of developing a soccer player. In the image in the supplemental PDF, you can see that the most critical field-specific things to work on are at the base of the individual soccer player's pyramid. Note, a team's pyramid may look slightly different based on the tactics the players can handle and the approach the coach decides to use for games. The pyramid is a quality outline when you are looking to improve an individual soccer player's game. All the elements in the pyramid and the items surrounding it play a meaningful part in becoming a better player, but certain things should be read or listened to and mastered first before moving on to other topics. Please see the supplemental PDF for an image and description to further understand this concept. You will notice that passing and receiving is at the foundation of the pyramid, because if you can receive a pass and make a pass in soccer, you will be a useful teammate. Though you may not be the one that is consistently scoring, the person that is dispossessing the other team, or the player that can dribble through several opponents, you will have the fundamental tools needed to play the sport and contribute to your team. As you move one layer up the pyramid, you find yourself with the decision to make on how to progress. Specifically, the pyramid is created with you in mind because each soccer player in each soccer position has different needs. Therefore, your choice regarding which path to take first is dictated by the position you play and, more importantly,